A swift path to cross easily to the excellent realm, being a brief ritual for being born in Dewa Chen. Salutation to the Guru. When performing the brief ritual of the realm of great happiness, in front of the three symbolic representations consisting of a statue or painting of the thus gone Amitabha, the bound volume of the Amitabha Sutra, and a stupa, display whatever offerings you can afford. Firstly, perform taking refuge and the development of enlightened mind. Refuge. To the Buddha, Dharma, and the best assembly, we go for refuge until enlightenment is gained. By the merit of having practiced generosity and so on, may we gain Buddhahood in order to benefit all beings. Development of Bodhicitta. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May they be free of sorrow and the cause of sorrow. May they never be separated from happiness, free of sorrow. May they abide in the equanimity, free of both desire for friends and relatives, and enmity towards enemies and strangers. Offering. By the power of the vast merit of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and the profound truth of the actuality of phenomena free of obscuration, may this place be beautiful, filled with an ocean of offering clouds, like the wealth of the sky's treasury. Now recite the Dharani of the Offering Cloud. Dharani of the Offering Cloud. Salutation to the three jewels. Salutation to the perfect ones. Indestructible essence, great gift, all the thus gone, the vanquishers, the fully enlightened Buddhas, it is like this. Om. Indestructible, great shining indestructible, great awareness indestructible, great indestructible awakened mind, great enlightenment meaning. Coming out by stages, indestructible activity, clarity very pure and indestructible. It is. Om. Indestructible shining wisdom. Vitality. Complete vitality. All Buddha realms. Knowing, transcendental wisdom. Sound, intrinsically indestructible Dharma essence. Satisfying all, arising endlessly, filling the sky. Imagining Dewa Chen. In the western direction, from here, beyond the numberless worlds, past and on the far side of many Buddha realms, formed by an aspiration as vast as the sands of the river Ganges, to unite the good qualities of all the realms of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and by a huge store of merit and wisdom, is the excellent realm of the very wonderful Dewa Chen. Flat as the palm of your hand, it is vast and spacious in all directions. There are precious mountains and forests of jewels, along with all that please the gods, flowers, groves, lakes of ambrosia, and flowing rivers of perfumed water, making pleasant sounds, as well as divine palaces that move through the sky. Like the city of unending joy in the heaven of magic form, Dewa Chen is wonderfully constructed with infinite special features. At its centre, beside the beautiful and splendid Bodhi tree, upon a precious lion throne adorned with a lotus, is the one who is king of the Dharma everywhere, whose fame has spread in all directions, our great protector, measureless light, limitless life. Endlessly attractive, you shine with the splendour of the auspicious major and minor marks, and, Like Mount Meru arising from the great ocean, you are raised above the plentiful retinue that surrounds you. Due to your merit, you shine with the majesty of 100 suns, and your vast realm is like an infinite circle. Using all the 64 branches of the Brahma's melodies, you quieten all other sounds. Then, to Chenrezig and Vajrapani, your two principal bodhisattvas, and to those who've taken lotus birth and stay in Dewa Chen, and to those who come from many different Buddha realms, to all your pure circle, you give teachings and instructions. You never leave this most happy realm. You support your disciples impartially with wisdom and compassion. Victor, your activities and those of your bodhisattvas are inconceivable. May you be my witness and hear this prayer with compassion. Make all that has been described clear in your mind and meditate one-pointedly. Then, as is instructed in the Amitabha Sutra, face towards the west and make salutation. Refuge. Perfect One, thus gone, vanquisher of the foe, compassionate, complete and perfect Buddha Amitabha, our protector, we prostrate at your feet. We go to you for refuge until we reach the heart of enlightenment. Say this 7 times. Salutation. Noble Chenrezig, embodiment of compassion, and Vajrapani, and all the ocean of bodhisattvas, along with the numberless peaceful disciples within the Sangha, with great devotion, we make obeisance and take refuge in you. Say the above verse 7 or 3 times. Offerings. Drinking water, flowers, incense, lamps, perfumed water, food, music, and all that we actually display, as well as clouds of offerings arising from devoted recitation of the Dharani, fill the sky. We imagine all this and offer it with devotion. Confession. From beginningless time up until now, in all our lives in samsara, we have broken our vows and have acted in ways that are intrinsically wrong and also made errors as defined by rules. With intense shame and regret, we humbly confess this and request to be forgiven. From now on, we will not act in these ways, but shall firmly maintain the purity of our moral obligations. Rejoicing and requesting. All the virtues, both worldly and non-worldly, collected by ourselves and all others in the three times, make us rejoice and feel happy. All you lamps of the world staying in the 10 directions, we request you to please teach the unsurpassed, illuminating Dharma. Praying and dedicating. We pray that the protectors of gods and sentient beings will remain for a long time without passing into nirvana. By our virtues, including those arising from this practice, may all sentient beings, each one previously our own mother, fully gain omniscient original knowing. In this way, accumulate merit. Aspiration. Then, holding a flower or some grain between your hands in prayer at your heart, say as follows. Amitabha, with the 10 powers together with your bodhisattvas, by the power of reciting your excellent names and making salutations and offerings, and keeping remembrance of you, until enlightenment is gained, we will be born with healthy organs in a good family, be free of poverty, and be respected by all. When we die, you, the happily gone one with your retinue, will stay in front of us, ensuring that in all our lives we will live in purity, always being drawn to the activities that lead to enlightenment, and with the very pure view, leading to good memory and the patience of contemplation, we will plant the seed of never returning to worldliness. In brief, Bodhisattva source of Dharma, you who made your unchangeable aspiration in front of the Perfect One, powerful King of the world, along with Reverend Chenrezig and the other Bodhisattvas who have each formally developed the altruistic aspiration for enlightenment and the truth of the great listeners who saw the truth, and the numberless benefits of the Dharanis and Sutras. With your support and validation, we shall have a long life, free of sickness, and be free of all fears of humans and non-humans, and have wealth and fame, ceaseless as the flow of the river Ganges. With a very powerful and genuine desire for liberation, we now develop both true bodhicitta to benefit others with compassion, and the view that awakens a certain truth, free of delusion. Fully gaining the key point of the Mahayana path, and being guided to birth in Dewa Chen when we die, with your blessing may our hopes and wishes be fulfilled perfectly, immediately, and without obstruction. Pray in this way, then throw the flowers or grain towards the west. Practice developing bodhicitta. Happily gone, may we in future gain bodies, realms, retinue, deeds, names, and measureless lives just like yours. Then, in this realm of the liberating elixir of sorrowless peace, may we uplift all those who are sinking in the terrifying river of samsara, all our innumerable previous mothers who now wander in the six realms. Developing this excellent bodhicitta, may it spread and increase without decline. Recite this three times. This system of developing bodhicitta is also suitable for those who are just starting in Dharma, since it is easy to do. At this point, recite the following short Dharani of Amitabha, or the long one, as much as you can. Om Amidevahri. If you wish, you can also read the Opame Kikopedo, the Amitabha Vyuha Sutra. Receiving blessings. By this one-pointed recitation, the minds of you, the victor, and your retinue are moved, and from your bodies rays of light arise, by which all the sufferings of myself and all others are pacified, and we are blessed with the fulfillment of whatever we desire. If doing the pot, bumpa, of nectar with the recitation, then practice with light rays issuing from Amitabha and converging together into the pot, then reciting the following Dharani of offering as much as possible, bathe and purify oneself and all others with the transformed Amrita nectar in the pot. Dharani of the Offering Cloud. Salutation to the Three Jewels. Salutation to the Perfect Ones. Indestructible Essence, great gift, all the thus gone, the vanquishers, the fully enlightened Buddhas, it is like this. Om. Indestructible, great shining indestructible, great awareness indestructible, great indestructible awakened mind, great enlightenment meaning. Coming out by stages, indestructible activity. Clarity very pure and indestructible it is. Om. Indestructible shining wisdom. Vitality. Complete vitality. All Buddha realms. Knowing, transcendental wisdom. Sound, intrinsically indestructible Dharma essence. Satisfying all, arising endlessly, filling the sky. Then after that, again do the following refuge and implicit bodhicitta practice and the seven branch practice, salutation, offerings, confession, rejoicing, requesting teaching, praying they stay, dedicating, reciting them as much as possible. Refuge. Perfect One, thus gone, vanquisher of the foe, compassionate, complete and perfect Buddha Amitabha, our protector, we prostrate at your feet. We go to you for refuge until we reach the heart of enlightenment. Say this 7 times. The 7 branch practice. Salutation. Noble Chenrezig, the embodiment of compassion, and Vajrapani, and all the ocean of bodhisattvas, along with the numberless peaceful disciples within the Sangha, with great devotion, we make obeisance and take refuge in you. Say the above verse 7 or 3 times. Offerings. Drinking water, flowers, incense, lamps, perfumed water, food, music, and all that we actually display, as well as clouds of offerings arising from devoted recitation of the Dharani, fill the sky. We imagine all this and offer it with devotion. Confession. From beginningless time up until now, in all our lives in samsara, we have broken our vows and have acted in ways that are intrinsically wrong and also made errors as defined by rules. With intense shame and regret, we humbly confess this and request to be forgiven. From now on, we will not act in these ways, but shall firmly maintain the purity of our moral obligations. Rejoicing and requesting. All the virtues, both worldly and non-worldly, collected by ourselves and all others in the 3 times, make us rejoice and feel happy. All you lamps of the world staying in the 10 directions, we request you to please teach the unsurpassed, illuminating Dharma. Praying and dedicating. We pray that the protectors of gods and sentient beings will remain for a long time without passing into nirvana. By our virtues, including those arising from this practice, may all sentient beings, each one previously our own mother, fully gain omniscient original knowing. In this way, accumulate merit. Having done the 7 branch practice as before, say as follows. Prayer. Before you, the victor, and all bodhisattvas present here, we bow and make offerings to move your minds. By the power of this, may we be blessed with the immediate fulfillment of our wishes and the ultimate achievement of enlightenment. Moreover, may there be the blessing of all the schools of the victor's doctrine spreading widely, and all enemies of the doctrine and all negative paths and strife being fully pacified. May the lives of the excellent protectors who maintain the holy doctrine be firm, and may the Sangha, the root of the doctrine, increase. By the power of this blessing, may the vast joyful kingdom be enjoyed by all beings as their glorious excellent path. With every felicity rising like the moon at the beginning of the aeon, may all that appears upon the earth and above and below it be the manifestation of virtue, having prayed in this way. Confession. We have performed poorly and have entertained objects and ideas that are not pure. We make heartfelt confession in front of you for all our mistakes and confusions. Confess your mistakes in this way. Aspiration. This is the ritual method for reaching the excellent realm arranged according to the well-spoken sutra. Practicing in this way generates merit as white as the moon. Through this may all beings be born in Dewa Chen. May the body of the happily gone appear clearly for us when this life is ending. By his power may all sickness cease and suffering not arise. In a happy, joyful state we depart, leaving our body behind. Without being interrupted by another birth in samsara, at death may we be miraculously born in the heart of a lotus, in the realm of Dewa Chen, with the victor Amitabha visible to us at all times, so that we live very happily. May we receive the ambrosia of the profound and vast instructions from him, and be permitted to discuss the Mahayana doctrines with the victor and the excellent bodhisattvas. In this way, by hearing an ocean of teachings, may our knowledge increase daily. Gaining foreknowledge and power immediately at birth, may we see the Buddhas who reside in inconceivable realms, and may we travel to them without impediment, in order to render them respectful service and to access the Dharma treasures of all the victors. Seeing how well arranged is this great realm of blessing, and learning to develop the pure aspiration that gave rise to it, may we guide all beings who are troubled by the difficulties of the impure realms, using whatever methods are suitable. In brief, achieving all the discardings and awakenings of the 10 stages and 5 ways, and with the support of this uniquely wonderful realm, may we miraculously travel to any site of Dharma that we see. Thus, may we become like you, our excellent protector. At this point, you can also recite other aspirations. If doing intensively, then the refuge practice and the 7-branch practice for accumulating merits should be repeated many times. If this whole ritual is done, then one will fully gain the 4 causes for being born in Dewa Chen. This will become clear through practice. You should know that if you practice in this way, strongly and one-pointedly, for 7 days, then you will be born in Dewa Chen. So it is said in the Buddha's doctrines, and is known by true awareness. This practice has few words, and so is easy to do. With condensed meaning, it is clear and easy to understand, and it can be practiced by both excellent and ordinary disciples. It is joined with, that is to say, taken from and in harmony with, authentic sutras, and so has great blessing. This ritual for Amitabha is easy to do, being composed in a clear and evident system. It was requested by Losel Tansin, who offered a white scarf of silk. It was written by Jime Tenpen Nyima during a break in meditation on the full moon day of the 9th month of the Iron Tiger year, the year 1890 CE. Note, the 10 powers of a bodhisattva are reflection, superior aspiration, application, discerning insight, prayer and aspiration, vehicle, conduct, transformation, enlightenment, and turning the wheel of Dharma. This text is from the book Longing for Limitless Light by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. These recordings are intended to be complementary to the text. Further notes and explanations of the text can be found in the book. Read by Wendy, April 2023.